This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I am not running for office. I'm not letting you go there. But if I were running for office, and I would say to whoever is going to run for office, do not give your energy to the other side. Do not spend all your time talking about your opponents. Do not give your energy to that which you really don't believe in.
Oprah Winfrey makes it official. She's not running for office, at least not now. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America. Tonight, Bob Ney, the former congressman, is in our virtual green room from Talk Media News. Bob, so no Oprah T-shirts on sale just yet, saying that she will, in fact, be our next president. You're not surprised that she's poo-pooing the rumors that she's not going to run for president, are you?
I mean, I like Oprah. I think she's done some wonderful things, you know, for people and brought a lot of good spirit to the country. But I just don't, you know, I don't think she's going to run.
What's interesting about the fact that Donald Trump becomes president is it does now open the door for, let's face it, anybody thinking they could run and win, especially if they have any kind of celebrity, I think.
I have some friends running for high office right now, pretty decent high office, and they think they can be like Trump. And I'm not trying to make fun of them, but they have no money, and they think they can pull off a Trump. And he's kind of a unique deal with a unique primary, and then you had Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. I mean, it was a collision of karma and stars and, you know, whatever, sunbursts. It was a collision.
I love that. I love how you say that. All right, speaking of a collision, the Senate Republican leadership pretty much is putting the damper on the chances of a showdown with the president over tariffs, predicting they'll be able to work out the differences without legislation. So lawmakers pretty much showed us on Monday they believe the White House will ultimately kind of narrow down, I think, the financial penalties after initially only giving those exceptions for Canada and Mexico. So they're trying to work this out, right? They don't want this whole war thing going on where the president's attacking Republicans and vice versa.
Well, they know they can't win it, too, because, look, yeah. Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, loves free trade. You know, he loves it. He loved it when I was there. He loves it now. But the bottom line remains there's a hardcore group of Republicans. I'm going to guess, Kate, at about 40 members of the Republican side in the House that in 10 seconds would align, excuse me, with the Democratic side if the Speaker tries to do something against the president on free trade. Because, you know, a good Democratic member that likes fair trade has got to, deep in their mind, even if they don't say it publicly, they've got to love what Trump's doing. So this is all going to play out. Trump's playing a poker game with China and Mexico and Canada is what he's doing. But he's fulfilling a mainstay promise behind the wall of why, you know, he took Pennsylvania, why he took pockets across the U.S. of disenfranchised, disenchanted, former Democratic voting people. And I think he's making the right moves personally, but also the leaders in Congress on the Republican side, they can't win this one with him.
Well, I agree with that. I don't see how they win this either. It's not even a war of attrition. He wins.
Right.
He has all the kings. There's nothing left to do on the board. Absolutely. Yeah.
Correct.
All right. Listen to this, everybody, and Bob, too. This is Sarah Huckabee Sanders today from the White House talking about North Korea and preparation.
Mm-hmm. We're continuing to prepare on a number of levels. Most of that is an interadministration, an interagency process, and I'm not going to get ahead of any of the details of the where, the when, or any of that here today.
All right, so she didn't give us many details, but obviously this is happening, so it's not smoke. It's for real. Are you shocked by the fact that now there's going to be this meeting between the Prez and Kim Jong-un?
Well, I was shocked when it was announced, but it's so rapid. They announced and they said within 30 days or so he's going to meet. But I'll tell you what I believe is going on. I don't have any proof of this, but I think I know what's going on. First of all, South Korea moves over to China, talks to the president of China. He gives it his blessing. They send a delegation to Japan. Japan signs off with South Korea, right? The president's weighing in on this. I think there's been a ton of back channel, I call it, you know, back channel work with some high officials somewhere, maybe from previous administrations, I don't know, between South Korea and North Korea, those meetings they had, and the White House. So I think it's all been, I'm not going to say staged, because that's a bad word to use, I think it's all been coordinated to get to this point where they knew it, that this was a deal they could announce that they're going to sit down. And, you know, if Trump pulls this off, I mean, it's going to be amazing, actually, because for 60 years we've gotten nowhere. Look, I supported Bill Clinton trying to give $2 billion to this guy's father because we had to do, you know, anything we could do. We've tried carrot, we've tried stick. But I think a lot of preparations, you know, don't you think she sounded pretty kind of confident the way she was saying, hey, you know, we're doing this and that? Very confident.
I agree.
She's wired to meet.
Yeah, I do too. I totally think so. I don't think there's any wavering whatsoever. Hey, speaking of not wavering, House Intelligence Panel, no evidence of collusion. That's big news. Congressman Mike Conaway, the Texas Republican who's leading now the Russian investigation on that committee, said the panel has concluded its interview and found that no evidence of collusion. That's big news.
Well, I think it's big news, and also what Schiff, Adam Schiff, the Democratic leader from his side of the committee, didn't say. You know, first of all, the Intel Committee, both sides, kind of shame on them, leaking things, one memo, the other memo. I just think it's unprofessional from the way it used to operate. Having said that, though, here come the Republicans saying, no collusion, no collusion. Did the Democratic side come out and say, no, they're liars, there's collusion, we have proof of collusion? No, they said, we're going to continue to investigate. I think it's what they didn't say that kind of agrees with the Republican statement in a completely different way, but I don't see where they're going to be able to say, well, wait a minute, we have collusion, the Republicans aren't telling it to you. So I thought it was more what they didn't say that kind of agreed with what the Republicans said. It's a big deal, but you know, at the end, it's still in the hands of the special investigation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then finally, this one, we go from those hands to dangerous hands. How about this nerve agent attack in the UK? They're saying it's reckless and irresponsible. That's what the White House came out with. That was, I tell you, one of the more crazy stories we've seen watching what's happening there. That's what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said on Monday from that same press briefing, saying we take it seriously. The use of high-level nerve agent is an outrage. And the attack was irresponsible, and we extend our sympathies to the families and support to the UK government. That was crazy, the attack on the former spy, Russian spy living in England. Wow.
Well, isn't it so Russian? I mean, the method they use, they've done this historically in the past. It is really typically Russian spy novel material. This is how they've operated. A lot.
Yeah, it's
nuts. By the way, Kate, I think the Republicans win the Pennsylvania special tomorrow.
Despite
a good Democratic candidate, yes.
All right, so we'll see when the votes come in. Bob Ney, thanks so much.
Thank you.
By the way, if you don't understand about the nerve agent, last week, Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were found slumped over in Salisbury, England, where he lives, and then it led to this investigation. Wow. Nerve agent used in this. Coming up next, Tracy Brown, a body language expert on O.J. Simpson and the lost tapes, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Stimming like the wind, let me run into the sky. And it's not a way
to dream. I don't think any of those people could be murdered the way they were without everybody being covered in blood. Of course, I think we've all seen the grisly pictures after. So, yeah, I think everything is covered. It would have been covered in blood.
One of the crazy moments from The Lost Confession. That's what it was dubbed as. It was stuff that was shot in 2006, but it took, what, 12 years for those tapes to surface. And television audiences got to check that out on Fox. It was billed as shocking hypothetical accounts of the 1994 murders of O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. And on Sunday, it was a 2-hour special that, as I said, aired on Fox. Very chilling. There he's talking about the blood. At one point, he referenced a friend who he talked about as only Charlie, who went in with him to confront Nicole Brown and handed him the knife that would be used as the murder weapon in that scenario. And as many of you know, I interviewed O.J. Simpson right around that same time on a thing called Market News First. It was crazy. The publicity was out of control. And we'll talk about that and things that he told me, as we have before here on the show. But in our virtual green room, our guest is Tracy Brown. You know, lies and fraud are rampant today, and she is a body language and fraud prevention expert. She travels the country teaching corporations and associations how to build their bottom line by detecting deception. She even trains lawyers how to pick and persuade a jury based on body language. She's hired to help with billion-dollar business deals, crimes, and politics, and she's the author of several books, including her Amazon bestseller Persuasion Point and her latest release, How to to detect lies, fraud, and identity theft. Today we're talking about lie detection, and you'll be amazed, especially when it comes to O.J. Simpson and what happened the other night. Tracy, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Case. Good talking to you.
So you heard that at the beginning about the blood. I thought that was one of the, I won't say crazier things, but listening to him describe that was, I don't know, felt almost chilling to me. You watched it. What did you get out of his body language during that whole exchange?
Well, the one thing that I got out of his body language is that he has told this story over and over and over in one form or another. So a lot of the body language was the cues that you would see from a liar were really minimized or rubbed out. And when you tell a story for so long, which at that point in 2006 had been, 12 years. You get that kind of response. But remember, or I don't know, because we haven't talked about it, so I'll just let you know that lie detection and deception comes at the intersection of body language, words, and tone. And so I think with this one, we got tone and words really heavily that indicate deception. And so it got to be a real interesting interview because the only reason he said the things he did, because basically what we got was a flat-out confession. And but he did it under the guise of this hypothetical situation and his imaginary friend Charlie, which is just ridiculous. But he thought he had a little bit of protection there that he could fall back on. And that allowed him to say what he had been wanting to say for years, I'm sure. Go ahead.
It's interesting. So you know this, that one of the points that people were really talking about, and we're going to play this and then you can react to it, is where he talks about the part about the knife. So here's what he had to say about that.
Let's just go back and do the details. Where did you park?
Let's do the detail.
You park
in the hypothetical in the alley.
Right. You park in the alley.
Yeah.
And you put on a wool cap and gloves.
In the hypothetical, I put on cap and gloves.
Right. Yeah. And you reached under the seat for
A knife. I always kept a knife in the car for the crazies and stuff because you can't travel with a gun. And I remember Charlie saying, "You ain't bringing that." And I didn't, right? But I believe he took it.
Charlie took the knife?
Yeah. In the book.
Wow. So I think that says a lot. You just said, I think we heard a confession for sure, right? And so there he talks about the knife where she didn't have to, Judith Regan didn't have to say much to get him to talk about that knife, right?
Well, exactly, because he had the cover, let's call it, of this hypothetical situation. But if you listen to that closely, every time he said hypothetical in that, which was twice, he chuckled. And that's because he knows it's not hypothetical. And when you hear that kind of thing, because when he chuckles and you see it on TV, he's got a big smile on his face. There's a term for that. It's called duper's delight. That's because somewhere deep down in there, he thinks he's getting away with it and he's having fun. And so that was some of the most telling parts as far as, you know, we call them hot spots, right, or red flags to look for. Especially because this guy Charlie is a fictional character that he made up. He's about what could have happened, right? Now, this whole concept of what could have happened is a real typical way for law enforcement to get criminals to open up about what could have happened. Now, the thing about this is that O.J. can't keep it straight. He can't keep his tenses right. And the biggest thing that he does is talk about a little bit of his emotions and what he remembered in first person. And that never happens when people are telling lies or if it's strictly a hypothetical situation, because he'd say, "I would have seen," or "I might have seen," and then at certain points, he can't remember anything at all. And so the whole thing just doesn't add up. His pants are so on fire, Kate.
Right, for lying. And so you gave us great Duper's Delight. I love that. And then some of those other tells. And actually, these are tells people can look for. So this is useful information, certainly, Tracy, for people who are listening. Because, you know, in your everyday life, no matter what position you're in, hopefully never in this kind of a position where we're talking about O.J. Simpson and his ex-wife and Ronald Goldman and their murders. But in your everyday situations, you deal with having maybe to detect what's going on in your world professionally or personally. And I love that Duper's Delight is one thing I picked out, the red flags. What are some other red flags that people can look for?
Well, I think one of the easiest things to look for is when you're asking a yes or no question. Like just a yes or no question, and their body language doesn't match the words, right? So with American people, like you nod your head up and down, that means yes, right? You shake your head left and right, that means no. And when the body language and the words don't match, you got another red flag or a hot spot. And so if someone nods their head up and down and says, "Oh, I would never do that," right? You get a conflict of a conflict right there because the body can't lie. That's the thing. That's why our law enforcement leans on body language so heavily, because we get into cognitive overload. Because what happens is when you lie, you gotta remember the story. Maybe you have to make up more story. You have to try to understand how you're being perceived and spin things maybe a little bit more so you're safe. Body language falls off the plate, and so that's how you get these mismatches. So that's a super easy one to look for, and it's, you know, detecting lies. People go, "Oh, no one lies to me," or I would never lie. Yeah, we lie all the time. Everybody lies all the time, and in business, it gets really expensive. That's the thing. So whether it's a hiring situation, you know, did someone leave jobs that maybe didn't end well off their resume? Do they really have the experience they have? Like, those are the kind of things you can start to pick out to minimize losses just due to deception.
Yeah, wow, this is good stuff. Okay, last thing. So he did it. You're saying he did confess. You think he saw a confession instead of the rest of America?
Oh, yeah, it's a flat-out confession. I don't think there's many people who wouldn't say that, but when he didn't get his tenses right consistently, and he chuckled at the hypothetical thing, he even rolled his eyes in disbelief when we watched the video of him being acquitted. That's enough right there to say, yeah, you did it.
He did it. All right, that's perfect. Tracy Brown, thanks so much. You can pick up her book on Amazon, both of them, How to Detect Lies, Fraud, and Identity Theft. Thanks, Tracy. Stay with us,
thanks,
everyone.
Kate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Excited about our next guest who's in our virtual green room. Stephanie Linartz is with us, and she's the Global Chief Commercial Officer for Marriott International, overseeing all Marriott International revenue-generating functions and consumer interactions with more than 6,500 properties and 30 brands in more than 126 countries. I'm exhausted already. She must be too. He's one of the largest loyalty programs in the world. I know, because I'll just say it. I am a huge Marriott lover. I love getting my points. I love staying in the properties. And I'm not saying that just because we have Stephanie with us. So, Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, great to be with you guys today.
So I made the joke about those numbers are huge. That is an enormous job. What in the world does your average week look like? Do you have an average week?
Well, I'm not so sure I have an average week, but you're right. The numbers are pretty big. We acquired Starwood Hotels and Resorts at the end of 2016, which brought us to those big numbers, the largest hotel company in the world with 6,500 hotels, 30 brands, as you noted, everything from high-end hotels like Ritz-Carlton and St. Regis, Westin, Sheraton, Marriott, Courtyard, Aloft, just to name a few of our brands, and in, over 125 different countries. So we are big and we are very global, and so the numbers require that I travel extensively, but I'm not so sure that I have an average work week per se, but I will say travel, given the nature of our business and my job in particular is a big part of most weeks for me.
Okay, I have to ask you a really tough question, Stephanie. You travel a lot, I'm sure. You're overseeing 6,500 plus properties around the world, 30 brands, and it's the 30 brands part I want to ask you. Where do you stay?
You know, it really depends on my staycation, and that's the honest to God truth. And I think that's like for most consumers, right? If I want to have a romantic getaway weekend with my husband, maybe we'll pick a St. Regis or a Ritz-Carlton or a resort. I have children, and I go to a lot of soccer and lacrosse tournaments in very interesting places. So in that case, it's, you know, fantastic that we have so many courtyard hotels or a loft, you know, more on the select service stay in smaller cities across America and big cities too, of course, but as just one example in my personal travel schedule. So it really depends on the travel occasion. And I think that applies to so many people, so many travelers. And when you have 30 brands across so many different price points and so many different, positioned against so many different traveler needs and wants, resort, city, suburban, urban, you know, small, big, et cetera, we have so much depth and breadth to offer consumers. So I don't really, it really, again, it depends. It depends on why I'm traveling.
Boy, you just made me think I really want to go to St. Regis. I was thinking one of the St. Regis deals, because that is a good romantic getaway. And you're right. It is interesting because with the acquisitions, as Greg mentioned, the brands, that really has just spread, I think, the Marriott name in a much different way. For you having to work through that, has that been an interesting process?
Yeah, it certainly has. You know, it's been interesting. Marriott International pre the Starwood deal had 19 brands, and Starwood Hotels and Resorts had 11. That's how we ended up with 30. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, Starwood skewed more luxury, lifestyle, full-service hotels, and Marriott had a lot more, certainly had luxury and lifestyle too, but also had a lot more in the select service segment. So as we put the two companies together, we've really had to figure out how are all these brands going to live together and work together. I mean, very candidly, some of them were they were competitors yesterday, right? St. Regis and Ritz-Carlton is just one example, were competitors yesterday before the deal. Now they live in the same company and the same family. How do we position each of our brands in a way that's distinct and different? And so we're working through that as part of the integration of these two big companies. And again, in the hotel space, this is the biggest hotel merger ever done. So we're navigating through how we, you know, position and rationalize all the different brands that we have now. But the fact of the matter is all of these brands existed before. They have great customer loyalty. They had tremendous following. They have tremendous following. And so we're very confident we're going to be able to work through all of that.
We're talking with Stephanie Linnart. She's the Global Chief Commercial Officer for Marriott International. And Stephanie, it's interesting. I know that your job has you being responsible for all of the revenue generating functions. That's important to a business. And all of the consumer interactions, equally important, right? Because they kind of go hand in hand together.
Absolutely.
And while I was getting ready for this interview, I found this really interesting post by you, and it's very relevant today. The title was Everything You Know About Business You Learned on St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day, of course, is coming up really soon.
That's right.
What lessons did you learn about St. Patrick's Day that the rest of us should ponder while we're drinking our green beer?
I should clarify what that means, right? I grew up in the hotel business. My family owns and operates a small boutique hotel on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and also the largest and oldest Irish pub in Washington, D.C. It's been around for as long as I've been around. It's an institution in Washington, D.C., again, on Capitol Hill across the street from Union Station and just a couple blocks from the U.S. Capitol. And growing up, and I have five younger siblings, growing up, we all worked in the business, in the hotel and in the Dubliner, the Irish restaurant and pub. And so I spent my life in this, working in my family business before I joined the big leagues in Marriott. And I really, throughout that life journey of working in the business, I was able to see largely how my father ran his business. And he was such a hands-on owner-operator. He deeply cared about his employees. He deeply cared about his customers. He honestly always put the employees first, even above the customers, and that's a little bit of the Marriott way, too. You know, our philosophy at Marriott is take care of the associate will take care of the guest, and the guest will come back again and again. And I don't really, not to sound too corny, but that's kind of how my dad, he may not have worded it that eloquently, but that's how he ran his business. And it was always interesting on St. Patrick's Day. That was the busiest day of the year for him, as you can imagine, if you have an Irish restaurant and pub. And so, you know, you'd have everyone coming in that day, from senators and congressmen to, you know, the guy who, you know, worked at the U.S. Postal Service across the street, and the lady who worked, you know, around the corner for a government agency. So people from all walks of life. And my dad always treated everybody the same. It didn't matter if you were a U.S. senator or, you know, the guy or gal driving the Metro bus. All customers are important. All people are equal. And I learned so many things like that by watching the way my dad treated both his employees and the people that came in to the restaurant. And so I always think I brought a lot of those lessons, not just on St. Patrick's Day, but, you know, beyond that, I brought a lot of that to, and I do, I bring a lot of that to my job at Marriott, because the hospitality business at its heart is a people business. It's about people taking care of people. You know, wonderful things happen in hotels and in restaurants, in engagements and weddings and parties and important business deals. And, you know, I think you really have to love the work and deeply care about people to be successful in hospitality, in my humble opinion.
Wow, it's so funny mentioning the Dubliner. I go there every single year when I go to D.C. They always want to put me up in the Capitol Hyatt, and I stay there so I can go to the restaurant and so I can be there in the hotel. What a small world.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, the Hyatt's right around the corner. Stay in the Phoenix Park next time.
yep. It's just it's incredible. I love it. So it's funny. And listening to you, I just got chills, because I was thinking, wow, your father, like, said you on this life course, all those lessons you learned, would you say, Stephanie, he was your first mentor?
Oh, for sure, no doubt about it. And my mom as well. You know, she had a very large family, as I just mentioned, but she really was a big part of the business too. You know, I always think about the fact that, particularly back in the, you know, 60s, 70s, and 80s too, there's a lot of immigrants from Ireland that worked there, not as many as are today, there was more then than there is today, pardon me. But when people didn't have some place to go for the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it didn't matter. My parents would invite them over to our house, right? They couldn't, you know, didn't have the time or weren't able to go back home. And not just people from Ireland, people from all over the world that work there. But, you know, my mom would open up her home and the people come over for, you know, come over for the holidays and be part of our family. And again, when you run a small business, you can do that. But at Marriott, it's still in a very large context. It feels similar. And so my mom, I think, was a mentor too, and a big part of running my family's business as well. I mean, not as day in and day out as my father, of course, but I'd say they were both mentors to me growing up.
Yeah, wow. Stephanie, we have so much more we'd love to talk to you about. Can we bring you back?
Sure, absolutely. I would love it. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and we definitely want to talk about International Women's Day. We're going to do that, and we'll visit again with Stephanie Leinartz. Fascinating to talk to her. She's the Global Chief Commercial Officer for Marriott International, and she oversees a crazy amount of properties and brands. I am just blown away by
only
these numbers.
6,500.
And counting.
In 126 countries.
And we're just getting started. We're just getting started.
So you're like the mom who cannot reveal which is her favorite child, right?
And well, my mother had a great expression. She had a lot of kids, as I mentioned. She said, "I love you all equally, but I must say I like some of you more than others." So I thought, I feel like I can say that about all my brands. I love them all, but there might be a few I like a bit more.
I love that. Stephanie, again, thanks so much, and we're going to bring you back on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Great. Thank you so much.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I knew you were sitting in your room all alone. I knew I was the only girl for you. You have told me so. But somehow my mind was talking home. But you were thinking I could have been raped in love or grown.
Meet the Lady America tonight. 10+ minutes left till we hit the end of this hour of the show. So where are we going with this? Couple of things. The buzz in the backyard. Some of it, I think, had to do with that O.J. Simpson interview, and we'll dive into that in just a minute here. But also the House Republicans finding no collusion. And you got Robert Mueller, who keeps on fishing, but he's coming up empty. So when does this whole thing end with Russia and the investigation? The reason I say that is investigate all you want, but we're spending a ton of money. It's not like we got a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. That's just a fantasy. So if we're blowing a bunch of do-re-mi and we're going to come up empty, 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 that's infuriating, because I think this could have been wrapped up sooner if that's the case. If there's something there, show us. Show us what's there and make it happen fast. How about that? Here's a shocker for you. Show me the money and I'll give it back to you. Stormy Daniels offering to pay back $130,000 so she can talk Trump. She's saying she wants to talk about it. So take your money, boys, and let me talk. How about that? I think that's pretty big news. No matter where you sit on any of this, people are over the top with wanting to know what the real scoop is on Stormy Daniels. So would she really give the money back? I think she would, because somebody else would pay her more money. See, that's the thing you got to remember. It's all about maneuvering, and that is a maneuver. Did the president fool around with Stormy Daniels, and what's the real true story here is what people are after, I think, and I don't know that anything different is going to happen with this, because the conversation over what the deal was pre-signing a contract and getting the money, I would say, does it hold up legally in court? And, of course, that's the thing. So adult film star Daniels says, I'll give back the money for my silence so I can talk about the president and release any text messages, photos, and videos she might have. Wow. So then that makes you curious, doesn't it? What does that mean? This deal was brokered in 2016, right before the presidential election. The letter is being sent to an attorney who has identified himself as representing Cohen, a company formed in connection to the agreement and the payment made to Clifford in October of 2016. See, this all was dredged up by the New York Times. They say the money was wired to an account designated by Trump. In return, the speaking openly and freely about the prior relationship would be silenced, and all that couldn't be published. Photos, videos, any of that could not have been published. Now they're saying it's not even about the money and all that other sort of thing that you would say if you were going to release it and get more money, is what I'm thinking. And does anything come out? Do more details come out about what happened or allegedly happened with Stormy Daniels, or is everybody left in the dark? I'm going to say they're going to bury it in lawsuits and everything else you can, and we're not going to see it. It's not going to hit the light of day. But there's going to be massive, massive speculation about what really happened between the two of them. You know, and at the end of the day, what is it, if this is water cooler talk, what is it you want to know? What is it that we want to know about Stormy Daniels, and what does an affair mean? So, wow, what a day for the administration. You have the president retreating from a pledge he made after last month's school shooting in Florida to raise the age for buying an assault rifle. On Twitter, the president said, hey, there's not much political support, to put it mildly. And then the president also blocked Broadcom's $117 billion bid for the chip maker Qualcomm, saying national security concerns. Three package explosions in the meantime had people in Washington upset, two of them on Monday. They killed two African Americans, injured a third, and seriously wounded a 75-year-old Hispanic woman. That was scary, scary stuff. And meanwhile, the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, kind of fueled criticism after acknowledging she hadn't intentionally visited underperforming public schools in Michigan, her home state. She was on 60 Minutes. And DeVos, who has pumped millions of dollars into Michigan to promote vouchers for private and parochial schools, not happy after seeing that. And then Stormy Daniels, I already mentioned this, she wants to give back the money. And she's trying to end any deal where she keeps quiet about what she describes as a relationship that started in 2006 and lasted for months. Lasted for months. How about that? Wow. And then there's the follow-up, sadly, to this helicopter crash. The five passengers that were trapped in their safety harnesses, the helicopter submerged after crashing into the East River off of Manhattan on Sunday. So inflatable pontoons were activated, but they didn't keep the helicopter afloat. Rescue divers tried to cut the passengers free. struggled with a current, a very swift current, as the helicopter was lashed to a tugboat, floated downstream. By the time the people were extracted, it was too late. The pilot had climbed out quickly, was the only survivor. Victims included a firefighter, a journalist, and a tourist. How awful is that? I mean, just absolutely awful. And in a case of me too, even though I think I'm above the fracas because I am leading a premier opera, the Metropolitan Opera fired James Levine, considered one of the country's best conductors. I've seen him, actually, after finding evidence of sexually abusive and harassing conduct. He's the definite highest-profile figure in classical music to have his career tilted back after this reckoning over sexual misconduct. And again, like I say, the Me Too. So the Met opened its investigation in December after a report in the New York Times. This is what they concluded. He's out. There is this zero tolerance. Zero tolerance. And oh, by the way, thank you very much, Gray Lady, for setting this all up for me. The conversation around the land certainly includes the brackets. If you have a bracket, a pool that you're going to play in your office, you need to get busy. Because Selection Sunday has come and gone. The tournament starts on Thursday. The number one seeds in college hoop for people who care or don't care because they're filling out the brackets. Virginia, Villanova, Kansas, and Xavier. Wow. Predictions seem inevitable. They are snubs. Inevitable. But the bottom line is this. One in quintillion chance to win, to have a perfect bracket. One in quintillion. That is crazy. Try to think of that number for a while. Say quintillion a few times. See if it rolls off the tongue. I'm serious. The chances of a perfect bracket don't, I mean, forget about it. It doesn't exist for all of us. Pick the favorites you'll lose. Pick a crazy episode or two you may win or they may lose. It is definitely like tic-tac-toe. Only you're using live teams and matchups to determine whose fate lies in the next game and who gets booted after one, because that's the cruelty of March Madness. If you are playing on the floor, it's one and done, you're gone. So you have no choice to win, 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 and win big. I think Villanova takes it all. I'm just going to go out on that cracky, creaky limb and say Nova Wildcats are going to get it done. Thanks to you, you, and the two people seated in the back. You can stand up now for listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.